who you are. 1 John 4:17, if God's love is made perfect in us, we can be without fear on the day when God judges the world. We will be without fear because in this world we are like Jesus. I like to listen to this radio talk show when I'm in my car. It's the only time I listen to the radio. And this lady called in, and she sounded just so much like me. My family this, and they don't love me, sometimes they don't invite me over for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and they don't want me around, and they know I'm a Christian, and that's why they don't want me around. And I would have had a different answer than they did. Not that they're wrong, but I would have thought, lady, if you'll stop worrying about how they treat you and you just devote yourself to loving them, don't tell them they need to come to your church. You've already told them that. She'd established that. Don't tell them they need to stop this sinning. Just love them. Just love them. Just love them. Now, I'm not saying don't witness to people. Don't tell them the truth. There's always a need for that. But there comes a time, especially with your immediate family, if you live in the house with somebody, you can't just hammer away at them all the time. And if your coming to church becomes, I'm so proud of myself, if it becomes a self-righteous thing, that doesn't minister to anybody. In fact, it's a sin. Are you afraid to love? You will get hurt. You think, well, I can't love my husband because I've got to keep an upper hand on him. I can't love my wife. She'll get completely out of control. I can't love my children. I've got to make them mind. I've got to create them into good citizens. I can't love my parents because they don't understand me. I can't love the neighbor, my friend, because they'll take advantage of me. Well, didn't they do that to Jesus? You see, Jesus doesn't change who he is because the circumstance changes. He doesn't lose his temper because you insulted him or because you took him for granted. He just keeps on loving. Now, there is a judgment day at the end of the world, but right now we're living in a period of grace where God's still saying, come, come on, come on. I love you. I love you. I have something for you. I want to bless you. I want you to be a blessing. I want to make your life significant. I want to give you dignity. I want to give you hope. Come on, come on. There will come a time when we'll be judged, and he'll say, I'm sorry, you had your chance. And depart from me, I never knew you. But are you afraid to love? Are you afraid you will get hurt? You think Jesus was afraid? Maybe. But his love for the Father and the Father's love for him gave him courage. And that's where you've got to get your courage, is from God loves me and I love him. Yeah, but God, they may laugh at me. God loves me and I love him. God, they may reject me. God loves me and I love him. And that gave Jesus courage. Jesus knew he would get hurt. I don't know if he was afraid of it, but he knew he would. You remember him in the garden? He knew he was fixing to face things worse than what he had faced up till then. He said, Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will. Not my will. Not my will with me and my children. Not my will with me and my husband. Not my will with me and my neighbors. Your will, Father. I want to read to you from Psalms 22. Jesus says, I think a lot of the Psalms were words David writing what Jesus was going to feel and go through on the earth. You may think, well, that was a stretch, but wait till I read this to you. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. Ha! He trusts the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him since he delights in him. Jump down to verse 12. Many bulls surround me, strong bulls of Bashan, however you say that, encircle me. Do Any of y'all see that movie, The Passion? Where finally when it was time for Jesus to go through all that, and the minute that the high priest pronounced, you know, you're guilty, we're going to kill you, whatever the words he said, they just surrounded him, and everybody in the room started hitting him and beating on him. And just, they were like wolves to me. They were just, it was like something came over them, and they weren't even acting like a bad human. They were acting really bad. Roaring lions that tear their prey, open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a pot shred, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. I don't know about you, but it's never been this bad for me. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. And yet he loved us. He loved us from when he was being beaten. He loved us. When he was being the thorn of crowns put upon his head, he loved us. And you say, well, I wasn't there. Yeah, but my sins did that. I don't know if you feel that way, but I know that my sins did that. My self-pity, my lies, my pride. I'm not going to list all of my sins. That's enough. But your sins, they pierced his side. When I read the Old Testament and I think, why did the Jews keep wandering and wandering? And when they'd seen all this stuff that happened, I thought, if I could just one time see the Red Sea part, I think I'd be pretty sold out, you know? Do you know what the difference in them and us is? That God made a way so he could live right inside of me. He had to take care of the sin issue. But his goal with them and his goal with me is so he could live right inside of me. And I pray that I never take that for granted. And if you have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of Almighty God living inside of you, don't take that for granted. Don't cast it aside. Don't think little of it. Don't think, well, I'm just going to take Jesus over here to this strip joint or this, you know, this den of iniquity of some sort. Or I'm going to take Jesus over here while I lie to these people. Or I'm going to hate these people that hate me because, you know, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, a hate for a hate. No, the Holy Spirit's now living inside of us, and he's saying, be like me. Forgive those people. But I already read you all that stuff I told God I didn't want to do. I know we don't want to do that. I don't want to be around people who don't like me, God. I don't want to be around people who don't respect me, who don't honor me, who don't pay attention to me, who think I'm just, like Johnny used to say, scooter trash. He used to ride a motorcycle. Oh, by the way, his book will tell you all the scooter trash he used to hang with before he met Jesus and me. God says, don't take me there. I came to bless you and give you dignity and give you a purpose in your life. No one is made inferior to any other person. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care what your cultural background is. I don't care if you were rich or if you're highly educated or can't read. God has a place for you in his family and a place for you in the kingdom to be busy, and he's going to use you to reach people. And you're going to reach them with the word of faith, and you're going to reach them with the love of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. Are you afraid to love your enemies? Matthew 5, 43 through 45. I think it's going up there, isn't it? You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. I don't know who said that. I don't know. Does the Old Testament say that? Hate your enemies? What kind of does, you know, when he said, okay, go over here and kill all these people? But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who treat you badly. Pray for those who ignore you. Pray for those who gossip about you at work. Pray for those who steal your things. Pray for those who don't share with you. Pray for those who just walk away when you walk in. Pray for those who laugh at you. I hate that when people laugh at me. Well, now laugh with me, but if you do this, you will be children who are truly like your Father in heaven. Love your enemies. Love your enemies, and you will be like your Father. He lets the sun rise for all people, whether they are good or bad. He sends rain to those who do right and to those who do wrong. In Dallas, there were 10 tornadoes that night. If you walked up and down our street, there were houses that were like half of them was gone. And I would venture to say that not all of those people knew the Lord. But did you know throughout the whole city of Dallas, no one was killed? Nobody. And that tornado stayed on the ground for a long time. How long, Johnny? A quarter mile wide and 20 miles long. God protected the righteous and he protected the unrighteous. He loved me and my son standing in the hall, trusting in him. And he loved the people at the bar flirting or having an affair. He doesn't love me more than he loves them. I love him more than they love him. And my life is blessed because of that. You know, it's easy to love my friends. Sometimes it's easy to love my family. You know, the interesting thing about my journey in this is that as I stopped focusing on myself and like, hey, look at me, ooh, hey, don't you want me around? And just poured my love into them, they invite me around more. They like me better. They seem to be interested in me and kinder to me. Isn't that interesting how that works? My whining didn't make it happen. They listen to me, they notice me, they honor me, they respect me, and they're kind to me. But Jesus says, if you love only those who love you, why should you get a reward for that? Even the tax collectors do that. And if you're nice only to your friends, you're no better than anyone else. Even the people who don't know God are nice to their friends. What I am saying is that you must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. I used to read that and think, well, okay, you know, God, I know right now I'm holding back the second coming of Christ already. You know, because I'm not perfect and I'm not without spot or blemish. And so, y'all, it's my fault that Jesus hasn't come back because I've been holding this whole thing back. But he says, be perfect. You know how you can be perfect? Is love God and love people. He said the whole Old Testament and all the laws were wrapped up in those two concepts. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Don't just ignore people or tolerate them. Actually love them. Even when they're different and they're weird and, you know, I mean, y'all are all weird, right? And you're proud of it too, aren't you? I can tell. I can tell. I want to pray for you. I'm not going to ask you who wants to be saved, but I'll never turn that down, you know, or to be blessed or to be healed. I'm asking you something deeper than that. No, nothing's deeper than being saved. But I'm asking you, by an act of your will, who wants to be open and available to God's perfect love to be planted in you and to grow in you so you can love your enemies and those who would hatefully use you. And then I want you to be willing to be tested on it, because you will be, and I'm not going to be the one who's testing you. It's going to be God. He's going to, oh, yeah, you said you wanted to love people. How about try that one, you know? The other day I was thinking, you know, that Johnny, he needs some correction. He needs some reprimanding. God said, what about that sermon you preach on love? I was like, God. But if you're willing to die to yourself, to your own selfish ego, your own pride, in order to love somebody, love everybody, love those who are different than you, I want you just to stand and come forward. That's what I want you to do. Stand and come forward. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. They didn't even tilt the water, did they? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, with this many lovers in Waco, this is what Waco needs. They need to be loved. And you bless me that your heart is so open to the Lord. Just pray with me. Father God, I just thank you so much for these people. God, you see their hearts. You see their hearts. God, you see the desires of their hearts. God, I pray that you would fill them with your spirit, that you would fill them with your desires. God, that you would let them see people the way you see them, that they would not see them upon their own agenda, but that they would see them in your agenda. God, I pray right now that an anointing of love would settle into every heart, that it would settle in and take root and live there and continually convict them. Love one another. Love one another. Love one another. God, that these people's hearts would be open to you. Father, as they have willingly stood and willingly come forward, that you might see them. God, they're here for you to see them, not for me to see them and not for them to see each other. But God, you see them standing here and you see what they want to do and you see what they want to be. God, we want to be like you. We want to be full of your love. God, I pray you'd fill them right now with that love. God, that they could never escape that love. God, that you would convict them every time they want to go and reprimand someone. God, that you would let them know, love them, love them, love them. God, they would yield their lives to be lovers of humanity. God, that they would yield their time, their money, their efforts, their prayers to love on people. God, just use them in this city. Use them in this state and in this whole world, God. Send this love throughout the world, God, that we might truly be known by our love, that people would know we're Christians, not because of our bumper sticker or the cross around our neck, but because of the love. Because, God, you said that's how the world will know that we are Christians, if we love one another. God, we're begging you for that love. God, we are open to that. Holy Spirit, fill us right now with your love. God, make a difference in us that we might make a difference in the people around us. God, use us. Use us, Father. Use us for the glory of your kingdom. Make us like Jesus. Make us vessels of peace. Let the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit be our guide. Father, let us live in the abundance of your presence. Let that be what 2020 is about. God, whether or not you fatten our checkbooks, God, fatten our hearts. Fatten our hearts, Lord, with love for other people, God, that we might touch those who are around us and that we might truly see them come into your kingdom. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Just praise the Lord. Just thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just tell the Lord that you love him. Tell him that you receive his love. Tell him that you receive his blessing and that you receive his calling to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father, let me never overlook anyone. Let me see everyone and see them with a heart of love. Oh, Jesus, 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 how we need you. How we need you. How I need you, Lord. How I need your love. God, our lives could be so beautiful when we live in the Holy Spirit. But God, your precious people, Father, minister hope and life. Give them beauty for ashes. And all the people that they prayed for and thought, will this person ever be reached? God, let them see them reached by your love and by their love. God, I claim everyone that's praying desperately for the life and the soul of another person. God, I agree right now with their prayers. God, that you would hear their prayers and you would bring these people into the kingdom. God, bring these people into our lives. We might expand our family as you cause new birth. Praise you, Jesus. God, we welcome them with open arms. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.